Hello.
Hi, is that Hugh?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about your cottage redress application. Is now a good time to talk?
Yes.
Perfect. So before we begin, I just need to take some details off you, is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Perfect. So would I be able to get your full name, please?
Hugh Dobbin.
And were you ever known by any other names?
No.
No, just that one, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. And I've got your date of birth here as the 28th of August, 1954?
Yep, that's good, yeah.
Perfect. And the email I have down is rachken9283. Is that one right for you?
Yeah, no. My one is small letters. Doherty H.
Was it Doherty then what?
Doherty H.
H? Yeah.
54.
Yeah.
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Perfect. Thank you very much. Sorry, 2 seconds. And can I take your current address, please?
It's 2 Green Road, Lothgill.
2 Green Road, did you say?
No, Green. G-I-A-Y-E. Green Road.
And what area is that?
I'm Finch.
Finch?
Finch. Lothgill and Finch.
And did you have a postcode?
Yes, I did. It's KY5.
Yeah?
9DY.
9DY. Was that PY5 at the start?
No. That is KY5.
See. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And did you happen to know your address prior to being placed in care?
I imagine it'd be Saint Martin Crescent in Berlin.
Five Martin Crescent?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what area was that, sorry?
That's Berlin.
And did you know your parents' names?
My parents' names?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Mary Cannon. So my mother, and there was Hugh Doherty, that was my father.
What was your mother's surname, sorry?
Cannon, C-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Perfect, thank you. And are you registered with a GP at the moment that I could note down?
Yes, I'm at Meadows surgery, in the gala.
Did you just spell that, sorry?
It's the Meadows. The Meadows Surgery and Lothgill.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the papers for call today, so I'll explain the redress scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS Law operates, then we'll go through funding and fees and gather initial information to assess whether we can assist you or not. Is that all okay? Do you understand everything so far?
Yes, I do, yes.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme, it provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I want to make sure you understand all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us.
Yes.
So you're able to apply to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the government legal fee scheme. So they're paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Yeah.
So they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for helping you, whether you're successful or not with your application. So with us, we're INS Law, so we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'll be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for helping you. So would you be able to confirm that you've not instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the redress scheme at all?
No, I haven't got anybody else, no.
Perfect. So our agreement, so it operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you again pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of a basic charge based on the time spent and then a success fee. Have the total fees included in the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your payment, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. Is that all okay so far? Do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. So I've got to make clear as well. So we cannot guarantee that you'll be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So I can explain that in greater detail during the call. So do you understand everything so far?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So if instructed, so we can assist you with whether you're eligible to apply, gather and review all the evidence for you, then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then we can advise you on any offers made. I'll explain the statutory waiver if an offer is made to you as well, and then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme. Is that all okay?
Yes,
so if a redress offer is made to you, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. It's important because if you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue any future civil claims regarding the matters. So you're never expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah.
And then, so if you decide to proceed with us as well, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement with us. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to start working on your file straight away?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. So following this phone call as well, I'll send you an email with some documents we'll need off you. So we'll need a photographic identification and then proof of address that's dated in 3 months of today's date.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'll just gather some initial information off you now before we go through. So you can send them to our email after the phone call if that's okay.
Yeah,
so I'll send you an email with everything that we need, and then you can respond to that one then with the photos.
That's good, yeah, I can certainly do that.
Perfect. So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses that you want to make me aware of?
Have I been what, sorry?
Diagnosed with any terminal illnesses.
No.
What was that, sorry?
I said no.
No problem. And did you want to add a beneficiary in case anything was to happen to you?
No.
No, that's okay. You can always change your mind at a later date anyway. So move on that. So the last question before we move on to the care settings. So have you received a relevant payment, anything criminal injuries compensation, or advanced payment scheme payments or anything along those lines?
No.
No? And do you have any criminal convictions or imprisonment of over 5 years?
No.
No? Perfect. Okay. So we'll move on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know which care settings you were placed in and if you can remember the time and the years that you were there for?
So I was born in 54. I went out of school, 54, 55, 56, I believe, somewhere like that here.
So is that when you were taken into care?
Yes.
Okay. And do you recall the first place you were put, or is it the area or anything?
St. Michael's.
And what area was that in?
St. Michael's, I think the name of the place was, up by Ayrshire,
did you say?
Yeah.
Ayrshire. And was it a school or a home or anything like that?
A home is, a school, I think it was.
School. And how long were you there for, do you remember?
I have no idea.
No?
I have no idea, no, it's certainly in the cemetery, isn't it?
Okay. And were you placed in any others?
Yes, I had my two sisters.
What was that one, sorry?
I had two sisters with me.
Yeah, and what was the other one?
What was that?
What was the other one called?
I don't know. We're on the same home, right?
Sorry, yeah. I can't quite hear you properly.
I'm saying we were all in the St. Michael's, myself and my two sisters.
So you were only in that one care setting?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No problem. So regarding that now, would you be okay for me to take a short statement from you regarding your time while you were there?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you just be able to tell me, so why you were placed there and anything that happened to you, anything you can recall?
Oh, well, I'm not sure who I was actually placed there. I've got my brain to that one. I don't know why they were free to send to that place. But I can remember, I mean, see, in these days, I was never any place without my two sisters.
Yeah.
They were with me 24/7. Because when I went into this place, they wouldn't let me go with them. And I went in the carriage, I was insane, I was screaming, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go and be with my sisters, which I refused to let me do, yeah. And I could still hear the screaming, yeah, you know, the panic. Because I never been away from them, yeah.
What was that, sorry?
See, I've never been away from them. This is like the first time, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
Because in her own house, at that time, we were in the same room, we were in the same, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
We were brought up tight, so, you know, we were always there with each other. But, wasn't a nice thing at all.
No. So how did you feel when you were there?
Oh, we were by hysterics. I was sick. I was trying to run towards them, and they were withholding me, you know, not wanting to go. I wasn't allowed on the other side of them. I was the ladies' bit. We had a room bit, which normally I just couldn't. I don't know, I didn't think what was happening today. All I know is that I had to be with my sister, yeah. That was my comfort zone. And I don't know, it was really bad, right? It was really bad. I don't know how they managed to settle me down. Because like I said, I was panicking, really panicking, screaming, wanting my sister.
Yeah.
And certainly didn't go in it.
Would you say that does everything that happened to you while you were there has had a long term effect on your life now?
Well, you know, we used to send talk to my two sisters there years ago, right? And they never had it quite as bad as me for some reason. They had each other.
Yeah.
So but to me, it's different. It was traumatizing. Oh yes, I mean, yeah. Each day was the same. It was like I was dying or somewhere. You know, really, really, really bad, like. I can still hear the screams and being sick and turning out of the room to try and get Alicia.
Yeah.
But that was just how you lived in those days, yeah.
Yeah. It's affected you just long term, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never ever said that. I mean, I'm 73 coming up, and I can still feel the fear factor. If I think about it, you know, I can still put myself right back to that very thing.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. I was up in the winter, you know?
Yeah. Regarding the statement now, so I've written everything up now that you've mentioned. Is there anything else that you'd like to speak about?
No.
Yeah. So following this phone call, so I'll write up all of your statements and finish application, and I'll get them sent over to you. Probably be some point tomorrow. And then I can give you a call then if you need any help, if you wanted to sign them and stuff like that. But following your application being sent off, we'll have to do a follow-up phone call in the future. But it's a witness statement, so it's with yourself and another member of my team. So it'll be about your time, but in more detail. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. So following on that now, so I'll just go through the last little bits and stuff. So with this, so there's two applications that we can pursue under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of $10,000, and this is a fixed amount regardless of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to $100,000. So it's decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on the previous awards made and everything we've spoken about today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So following on now, so like I said, so sometime tomorrow I'll send you an email with some contracts to sign. So it'll be a client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, letter of authority, and then it'll have the bits that we've spoken about today. And then I'll send another email then with a request for proof of address and identity. So I'll send that over to you today so you can take a look at that and see what you need. Regarding that, so do you have any questions for me?
No?
Is that all okay? Yeah, would you like me to give you a call tomorrow when I send you the contracts?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I can do that. Is there a time that's best to call you?
No, I mean, I'll be here.
No problem. Okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow when I send over the contracts, okay?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. That's okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, then.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Well, do then.
Bye-bye. What was that, sorry?
Okay. Thank you for your help, Henry. And I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.